Welcome to A Year with Matthew 25, a podcast from the Office of Theology and Worship of the Presbyterian Church USA. This podcast connects readings from the Gospel of Matthew with the Church's Matthew 25 vision of building congregational vitality, dismantling structural racism, and eradicating systemic poverty. The time after Pentecost begins with the final words of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus' Great Commission. In this brief scene, Matthew gestures to what Luke spells out in the sequel, the book of Acts. We begin to glimpse the events that were to unfold through the work of the Spirit in the lives of the apostles, as they sought to bear witness to the resurrection, making disciples, baptizing, and teaching them to follow Christ always. It is fitting that this happens on Trinity Sunday. The doctrine of the Trinity is integral to God's co-mission, God's collaborative purpose, God's connectional work in the world. The themes of relationship and sending are built into who God is. As God sent Jesus to reveal this great love for the world, now Jesus sends us out in the power of the Holy Spirit to do the same. Trinity Sunday provides an opportunity to highlight another threefold cooperative mission, the three priorities of the PCUSA's Matthew 25 vision. After two introductory weeks focused on the Great Commission and Jesus' call to discipleship, the brief reflections in this five-week series focus on eradicating systemic poverty, dismantling structural racism, and building congregational vitality, all in the name of Jesus Christ and for the sake of the world God loves. This is a critical part of how the Church is forming disciples and following Christ's commandments in our present age. A reading from Matthew, chapter 9, verses 9 through 13 and 18 through 26. Jesus calls sinners. He heals a woman and raises a dead girl to life.
As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax collection station, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And as he sat at dinner in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with Jesus and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard this, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." While he was saying these things to them, suddenly a leader came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." And Jesus got up and followed him with his disciples. Then suddenly a woman who had been suffering from a flow of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak, for she was saying to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be made well." Jesus turned and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And the woman was made well from that moment. When Jesus came to the leader's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl got up. And the report of this spread through all of that district.
The reading for today begins with Jesus' call to Matthew, a tax collector, and then concludes with demonstrations of Jesus' healing, life-giving power. How does the call to discipleship surprise our expectations and lead us into scandalous company? How does it bring new life and healing to the world? All-powerful God, in Jesus Christ you turn death into life and defeat into victory. Increase our faith and trust in him, that we may triumph over all evil in the strength of the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Thank you for listening to A Year with Matthew 25, a podcast from the Office of Theology and Worship of the Presbyterian Church USA. Please like, share, and subscribe. Scripture passages are drawn primarily from the Revised Common Lectionary and are adapted from the New Revised Standard Version Updated Edition. Today's reader is
Linda Lovins.
Hymns are from Glory to God, the Presbyterian Hymnal, and are in the public domain. Musical recordings are by Chi Chen Wolbrink, Tony Liu, Katie Wesley, and Philip Morgan. Prayers come from the 2018 Book of Common Worship. You can visit pcusa.org/Matthew25 to learn more about the Matthew 25 vision of the Presbyterian Church USA.